What's up? Welcome to the Being Beautifully Honest podcast and channel. Thanks for being here, being subbed. If you're not, hit the button. And if you're listening on YouTube, hit that like. It's like walking in the room and hitting that light switch. Let's brighten up the place and get into this Beautifully Honest reaction. So listen, let's go ahead and get into it. I'm going to share my screen because we know in light of this Tyler Perry lawsuit, there is so much talk going on about Tyler Perry, his personal dealings, you know, and his history. And so Baller Alert, they released an open letter to Tyler Perry, and I'm going to share it with you guys. So let's go ahead and get into this right now. Because I find it very interesting. And I haven't read it yet, so I want to do it in real time with you all. So here we go. Baller Alert. An open letter to Tyler Perry. It's time to embrace your truth. A heartfelt message to one of Hollywood's most powerful storytellers. I had to just kind of laugh at that and giggle a little bit because you got to know when a writer who really writes, they can really do the double entendres. And so storyteller, it's like, yeah, you're telling a story. You're not being honest about yourself as well as, you know, what you're doing with your films and your shows. All right. So Tyler Perry, this letter comes from a place of love and longstanding admiration. From your early plays to dominating Hollywood with your own studio, you've shown us what's possible when vision meets resilience. We've watched you write, direct, and produce your way into history, becoming a symbol of success in the Black community. You're not just an entertainer, you're an inspiration. And because of that, we feel connected to you. So when recent allegations made headlines, while some were stunned, others weren't shocked at all. Not because of any wrongdoing, those legal matters will have their day in court, but because the speculation around your personal identity has lingered for years. The truth is, many of us saw what you've never confirmed. And through it all, our love for you hasn't changed. If anything, it's deepened. We remember you opening up to Oprah about the pain of childhood trauma, about the confusion and hurt from abuse. That was a raw, vulnerable moment that made us feel even closer to you. You've always urged us to live in our truth through the characters you bring to life. Now, maybe it's your turn to do the same. Allegations aside, your legacy is already cemented, but there's another kind of freedom waiting when you stop hiding pieces of who you are. Whatever truth you've been wrestling with, know that it won't push us away. If anything, it'll bring us closer. Just like you've done for years, lifted us up with your stories. Now, let us lift you with our acceptance. We're not going anywhere. And that is that person's opinion. I would love to know what you think about it. Here's my personal opinion when it comes to Tyler Perry coming out. I don't really feel that he needs to, because it is, honestly, we live in this world where you're either, honestly, I don't care what anybody does, but the only thing I really understand about someone coming out to family, I thought it was this way at least many years ago, was like, for example, if someone came out to their family, they were primarily doing it not just to let someone know, hey, this is who I am. I am having sex with the same type of, you know, person as myself. It was to let their family know, parents, whatever, hey, you might be waiting on grandkids. You may be waiting on me to marry the man of my dreams or the woman of my dreams, but it's not going to happen. And if you are going to have any grandchildren, they're probably going to be either adopted or, some way, somehow would figure it out through IVF or whatever and having a child that way, because it's not going to be the natural way. That's what I thought it was many years ago. I'm not in the LGBTQ community, so I don't understand all of that. But many years ago, I thought that was the reason why people came out to their family. So over the years, as things have changed and you have people coming out to the general public, most of us are like, I don't care. It's none of my business. But I also am one of those people that already feel that Tyler Perry is gay. So I don't really care if he comes out to confirm it or to deny it. But I do feel that if he came out and denied it would make him look like a liar in my view. Just like Larry Reed, the YouTube vlogger, definitely not trying to put Larry Reed in the same category success-wise as Tyler Perry, because there's definitely no comparison. But Larry Reed, the vlogger who I've talked about on my channel a few times here and there, because I feel like he's a disgusting creep who preys on women, primarily silly women who are black women that are in the church genre, and they get connected to him for whatever reason and they give him money. He's a predator, and they are prey. And but again, like I said, not to compare Tyler Perry to the vlogger 100%. But in some ways, I do kind of feel like Tyler Perry does, in some way, prey on Black women for the success that he has gotten over the years by putting out the type of content that he has done. And I'm not a fan of all of his work. I used to watch some of the plays back in the day because I just thought they were stupid and funny. And I'm the type of person that likes to laugh. Okay. So I can't get into his dramas and things like that because I'm laughing and I don't watch drama to laugh. And I also am not a fan of things that are going to make me feel depressed because I got enough shit that I'm going through in my life. So I don't really need to go through, I don't really need to watch things that are going to make me feel down or depressed. And I do feel that he just makes a lot of content that is like that. I watched some of the movie Straw. I didn't finish it, but I'm going to share my thoughts on that later. I'm not going to go into that right now. But like I was saying, I don't really feel like he needs to come out, but something that she said in this article, and I'm assuming is a she, because I didn't even look to see who wrote it. The person who wrote the article said, "Whatever truth you've been wrestling with, know that it won't push us away. If anything, it'll bring us closer. Just like you've done for years, lifted us up with your stories." What stories has he lifted us up with? I'm sorry, guys. I'm one of those people that I'm kind of cynical, and I am not a big fan of Tyler Perry's speeches. His speeches when he is giving, oh my God, when he's talking, he to me, it's like a performance. It's like it's pre-made and prepared. It's not really off the cuff. So to me, it comes off as disingenuous. That's my personal opinion. And recently, actually, when was the BET Awards? I think it was a few weeks ago. I don't watch those award shows, so forgive me, but there was a clip of him that was shared on social media. It was shared on different social media blogs, but it was also shared on the Tasha K Instagram blog, and it was shared in a cynical way. And a lot of people were in the comment section saying negative things about Tasha K because she was saying something about the speech that was given. And honestly, I felt somewhat the same when it came to the speech, because it's not just because of that speech, it's been a laundry list of them. From the speech that he did at, well, I won't say it was a, well, yeah, it was a speech, but at Angie Stone's funeral, which that went kind of viral where they shared the clip of him talking about they need to pay Angie Stone her money or whatever. I didn't really talk about it. And Monique came out and she mentioned how, Tyler Perry talked about Angie Stone should get paid her money, but what about me and whatever? I somewhat agree. I'm not saying that I'm 100% on the bandwagon of Monique agreeing with every single thing that she said and done when it comes to the Oprah and Tyler Perry situation, but I'm also not going to be sitting here telling somebody who was the one that was the victim or hurt how to feel. You can't tell somebody who was hurt how to feel. You could say, well, if it were me, this is how I would handle it, because we all have choices on how we handle things. So, you know, with that being said, I don't feel like him coming out of the closet, it really is going to serve a purpose. And it really isn't any of our business. But for her to, or I'm saying her, I don't even know if this is a woman that wrote this article, but I'm assuming that it was. But for the person who wrote the article or the open letter to write this, to say, you coming out is going to make us embrace you even more, I'm just like, why? Why? Okay, he's being honest. But even with that, him being honest, you know, crap, what is it that he's done so great for you to want to just pretty much say, whatever you do, I'm going to support it? I'm sorry. I'm not on that bandwagon of just because you are Black and you're hiring Black people, I'm going to support you. Because what I'm going to actually say is, for the few that he has made millionaires or paid millions to, there's a whole lot of people who really are not making that much money. There really is no way for him to really be a billionaire and employ all of the people that he is paying and still, you know, and paying all of them exceptionally well, and for him to be living the lifestyle that he's living. It just doesn't really work that way. And let's be clear. Yeah, he may have gotten the opportunity to buy this space in Georgia that used to be a Confederate base. And he, you know, has all this acreage and whatever. But Georgia also is not a Union state. So, you know what I mean? It's like, so you can pay people less if you want to. And I'm sure that he does. But I'm not going to even go down all of that. But I want to share this with you guys, because I had mentioned this in one of my previous commentaries, where I talked about the YouTube vlogger. I've been subscribed to him for a long time. I don't know, probably like 14 years or something like that. Walter Lee Hampton. I'm going to share this video with you guys because this is actually just one of the videos that he did talking about Tyler Perry. And this is the one I think he did after he did a video where, I wouldn't say he outed Tyler Perry, but he just pretty much let everyone know, hey, Tyler Perry is a gay man. And if you all think that he's not, then you're stupid. So let's go ahead and get into this. I'm going to play some of it, and then I will put the video link in the description box if you want to check it out. But this is Walter Lee Hampton II.
Good morning, Facebook, YouTube subscribers, and family members and friends. You know, I did this video, and a lot of people complained that in the video I did yesterday that I was outing an individual. You know, this is how I feel about this outing mess. If you're a Black gay man over the age of 21, you are grown. Really over the age of 18. Most of you motherfuckers hiding and pretending that people don't know you gay. People know you gay. Most of y'all walking around have been outed the day you drop out your mama's coochie. I'm serious. Y'all running around here talking about some I out to Tyler Perry. You can look at Tyler Perry and tell he's quite gay. Tyler Perry's been gay for a long time.
I'm sorry, guys, what he said. Most of y'all been outed since you dropped out your mama's coochie. That made me laugh.
Before I met Tyler Perry, he was gay. Long after my association with Tyler Perry, he's still gay. I didn't out Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry was outed the day he popped out his mama's coochie. The day she gave birth to that man, he was outed. You motherfuckers walking around here living in a fantasy world. You think people don't know y'all asses is gay? Look, I'm 6'2", 250 pounds. People know I'm gay. They know. I have no kids. No wife. A man I've been living with for 18 years, going on 19 years. They know I'm gay. They can look at me and tell, he's gay. See, now I don't have a problem with that. You know what? I was outed the day I was born, and on April 9th, 1970. And you niggas killed me. All this ripping and running and hiding from who you are. It makes no sense. It makes no sense to run and hide, pretend as if you're not gay when you are gay. And then somebody say something about it, oh, you outing somebody. My phone started ringing at 8 o'clock this morning, 7 o'clock this morning. I was trying to sleep in this morning, give me a little rest, give me some beauty sleep. I said, I'm gonna sleep in a little bit late, lay in bed. When I got up, took the dogs out, got back in bed, the phone ringing. I'm like, who is this and what the fuck do they want? I'm answering phone calls about a YouTube video at 7 o'clock in the morning. Because you all mad because I outed Tyler Perry, a man that's been up and down the gay scene way before I met him, who's in the gay clubs and gay bars and sucking dick and eating ass and getting fucked in ass way before I met him. Oh,
woo. That's a lot.
I'm not supposed to say that type of stuff. Give me a break. All you homosexuals hiding in the closet. Here's another thing, too. I'm on Facebook every day. I get messages from people all over the United States. I'm consistently being hit on by men who are married, men who are pastors, men who, black men, not white, black men who are pastors of churches, who have wives and kids, but they hide in sexuality. I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. Then they come lurking around the gym, creeping around the gym. They see me, and they come to the gym specifically to see me. That's how I stop checking in into these gyms. Like, I'm tired of meeting these stalkers. Pastors, men of God, running around preaching this bullshit, but they want to lay up next to me. But they got a wife, they have kids, they married.
Child, I'm not even going to play any more of that. Sounds like he was sounds like he was talking about Larry Reed when he was married, because you know he used to have a wife and he has children. Child, he's not lying. And so look, I can understand where he's coming from, especially being a man who is not in the closet. He's living his life. He is not lying about anything. And so to know and have known Tyler Perry and to see that he has been out here not being genuine to who he really is, I'm quite sure it is something that made him angry. And some would say, oh, he's just jealous because Tyler Perry became successful, blah, 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 blah. I really wish people would stop saying stuff like that, because not everyone wants someone else's life. Not everyone is jealous. Not everyone is envious. Not everyone, maybe they may not be cheerleading for you or rooting for you, but that doesn't mean that they want what you have or they're jealous of you either. It could just be indifference. And also, I know the person is a liar and it just makes my skin crawl. But anyway, I want to know what you guys think. Let me know your thoughts in the comments, guys. This is going to be a continued discussion for a while, and I actually have a few more things that I needed to share when it comes to this Tyler Perry situation, so stay tuned for that. Let me know your thoughts in the comments. Thanks for being here, liking, and subbing. I'm Beth, just being beautifully honest. So until next time, I wanted to keep it brief, beautiful, and now I'm going to say bye.